This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. The Biden administration continues to pressure Israel to end the Hamas war and to agree to a so-called two-state solution and even withholding weapons from the Jewish state. I spoke to Rabbi Tully Wise, the founder of Israel 365.
As an Israeli, why do you think and how do you feel about all the pressure from the Biden administration for a two-state solution and just all the pressure, you know, from this current government that says, you know, you need to do things our way?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, as a Jewish American, right, I was born here, I'm third generation American. My parents were born in the Midwest. I was born in the Midwest. My grandparents, you know, are American. And so very proud Americans. And it's very troubling and hurtful that the American government is turning so much against Israel and even the Jewish community and allowing anti-Semitism to get out of hand and allowing the college campuses to become cesspools of hate against Jews. It's very hurtful for the Jewish community. And I know that a lot of Jews who have traditionally always voted Democratic are now not only rethinking that, but are making the big shift to the right. There was a study that came out that in New York, the Jewish vote has swung from Biden to Trump in a big way. Trump is now up in the Jewish community by 8 points in New York. That has never happened before. And it represents the fact that many Jews are just no longer comfortable with anti-Semitism, with all of the hatred directed against Israel, and are now much more open to the Republican Party than they've ever been in the past. And so there's a lot going on, and the Jews are nervous, and the Jews are going to be making, they have an open mind and are much more thoughtful about the importance of the presidential election as it affects Israel, as it affects America, anti-Semitism, and there's going to be some surprising trends in the next election.
In a recent speech, President Biden presented what he said was an Israeli-approved ceasefire proposal and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. Israel said the speech was missing key elements discussed with the administration. There are many who believe the Biden administration is trying to force Israel to surrender to Hamas and the administration's desire to topple the current government. Biden said Netanyahu is under enormous pressure on the hostages, and he's prepared to do about anything to get the hostages back. But is that true? Caroline Glick, a well-respected journalist and senior editor for the Jerusalem News Syndicate, said this in her recent podcast.
The person who came out, I think, first applauding Biden for his speech was none other than former President Barack Obama. Why is Obama suddenly in charge? Well, we can only imagine. What we're seeing here is that the Biden administration played an incredibly dirty trick on Israel, an incredibly sick, dirty trick on Israel. And he called for the opposition, the very small opposition, the less than 30% of Israelis who want Hamas to remain in power in Gaza, to take to the streets and demand that the government accept this proposal that he just presented it as Israel's proposal. This is dangerous territory that we're in right now. But I do know that what Biden did was deeply dishonest and incredibly hostile. And here we are, fighting a war for a national survival. Biden pays lip service to that battle while seeking, in the most obscene way, to undermine it and to hand victory to Hamas.
That's the Middle East Reports. I'm John Riley. Podcasts of the show are available wherever you get your podcast and at AFR.net. Thanks for listening.